WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something super powerful but often overlooked, practicing forgiveness in everyday life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Forgiveness, that's a touchy subject. And yeah, it can be. It's not about condoning hurtful actions or pretending they didn't happen. It's about freeing yourself from the weight of anger and resentment that keeps dragging you down. You ever feel like carrying around those negative emotions is just exhausting? Let's face it, life throws curveballs. People make mistakes, sometimes even intentionally hurtful ones. But holding on to that anger, that's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get sick. It harms you more than anyone else. So how do we navigate this tricky terrain? How do we actually practice forgiveness in our daily lives? Let me share 5 key takeaways that can seriously shift your perspective and help you move forward. 1. Recognize forgiveness is a gift, not an obligation. This is huge. It's not about saying what someone did was okay. Forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. It's about releasing yourself from the prison of bitterness so you can actually enjoy your life again. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like hugging a cactus, painful in the long run and ultimately doing more damage to you than anyone else. 2. Understand forgiveness takes time. Don't expect to magically forgive someone overnight. It's a process, like peeling away layers of an onion. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and remember that healing takes time. You wouldn't expect to mend a broken bone in a day, would you? Forgiveness is similar, it needs nurturing and space to grow. 3. Separate the action from the person. We're human, we mess up. When someone hurts us, it's easy to demonize them entirely. But remember, people are complex. They make mistakes, sometimes big ones. Try to separate the action from the person. Focus on understanding why they might have acted the way they did instead of just labeling them as bad. This can help you see things from a different perspective and potentially find more empathy. 4. Practice compassion. This one's tough, I know. But imagine yourself in their shoes. What might be going on in their life that could have led to their actions? Even if their behavior was hurtful, they might be struggling with something themselves. Practicing compassion doesn't mean condoning their actions. It simply means trying to understand their perspective and offering them and yourself a little kindness. 5. Focus on your growth. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or pretending things didn't happen. It's about learning from the experience and growing as a person. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? How can I use this to become stronger and more resilient? Think about the last time someone really hurt your feelings. Did you ever take the time to truly understand what might have motivated their actions? Maybe they were stressed, or maybe they had a difficult childhood. By trying to see things from their perspective, you open yourself up to understanding, compassion, and ultimately, forgiveness. Remember, forgiving doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing to let go of the anger and resentment that's holding you back. It's about freeing yourself from the weight of the past so you can fully embrace the present and create a brighter future. Now take a minute and think about someone who has wronged you. Maybe it was a friend who broke your trust, a family member who hurt your feelings, or even a stranger who was unkind. How could practicing forgiveness benefit you in this situation? Don't rush to answer, just sit with that thought for a moment. Forgiveness is not weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to let go of anger and choose compassion. But the rewards are worth it. You'll feel lighter, freer, and more capable of living a truly fulfilling life. So, what's your next step? Start by acknowledging the hurt you're feeling. Then try to see things from the other person's perspective. And finally, commit to releasing the anger and resentment that's holding you back. You can do this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. And if you found it helpful, leave us a review. Your feedback helps us create more content like this content that empowers you to live your best life. Until next time, keep practicing forgiveness and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.